Despite the late start to the polling in most places in Bulawayo, there aren't any polling stations that are open now. Voting is done in virtually all the polling stations in and around Bulawayo. But we understand elsewhere across the country, especially in Harare, polling is still going on.
So the polling stayed open hours later yesterday. Were people standing in long lines in Bulawayo that you could see when it came evening time? Do you still see these heavy long lines that you had described yesterday earlier?
Yes. In two wards, notably in one of the constituencies where the finance minister, who is a ruling party member, Mthuli Ncube, is contesting against Raphael Swanda of the Citizens Coalition for Change movement. So polling started very late. I think it was in that place where it started the latest. It started around lunchtime. So in the evening, people were still queuing to vote. But when polling started, it was fast. And by early morning, it was done. In places that I went to that had started earlier, the results were posted by 6 a.m.
Were any irregularities reported in the ballot polling places that you visited?
Not in the places that I visited. I was able to talk to the polling agents of the opposition, and they told me that everything went smoothly. The only problem that they had was that polling started late in all the places. So no irregularities except for the delay. But we understand elsewhere in Harare, members of two organizations that are civic society organizations that advocate for free and fair elections, the Zimbabwe Election Support Network and the Election Resource Center, they are members of staff. I think 39 of them were arrested overnight for apparently breaching sections of the law that prohibits ordinary people from announcing or publicizing results before the official announcement from ZEC. So I spoke to the lawyers representing them, and they are still attending to them. They are still to appear in court.
Aside from the late balloting and because of the problems that the Electoral Commission said were problems with the delays in printing, what were they telling you? Were they hopeful? Were they optimistic, the voters that you talked to?
Yes, people remain hopeful. If you are saying, obviously, the delays are meant to rig the election, but in spite of that, people remain hopeful for change from the results that have been trickling in so far, but obviously not a majority of them. The opposition leader, the main opposition leader, Nelson Chamisa, has been leading in the presidential race against President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So people remain hopeful. But as always, the results that come in later are from the rural areas. There's always the challenge of network and so forth.